The Marsha has a kasha. The Gemara discusses the din of machzirin retiyah b'migdash. A kohen can put back the bandage in the migdash. And the Gemara says, well, you know what? Really, perhaps this is an all-encompassing heter, even if it's not avodah related. That's what we could think. And therefore, the Gemara has to tell you, no. This heter is not just because ein shivus b'migdash. No, it's specifically to benefit the avodah. So only a kohen who's actually involved in avodah, we allow him to put back his bandage, which he took off for avodah purposes. And why is that? Because a tiru soifan mishum tchilasan, we allow completing the process to enable the initiation of the process. Otherwise, he's not going to take it off for avodah, so we allow him to complete the entire process. But otherwise, if not for this chiddush of ula, I would think that perhaps the heter of doing that in the midrash is not necessarily limited to a kohen who's engaged in avodah. Perhaps anybody could do this in the midrash. There's no iser. Ain't shuvus b'migdash. Asks the Marsha, how can we even entertain such a thought? It's a Mishnah in Erevin that you machzir retiyah b'migdash, but it says clearly avaloi b'tchila, meaning, let's say a kohen had a wound today and he'd like to put a bandage on his wound. You can't do that in the migdash. Why? Because it's benefiting him. It's not benefiting the avodah. It's pretty clear from the Gemara. This is an avodah-related heter. For instance, if a kohen had to remove his bandage to do avodah, so since it was for the interest of the avodah, we allow him to put it back afterwards, because otherwise he wouldn't take it off, as we learn now in Gemara. So what's the hava mina to learn otherwise? It's clear from the Mishnah there that it's only mutter to enable avodah. There are several terutzim brought in the Achronim. The Meroimi Sada learns the Gemara really never had a hava mina that any kohen in the building of the Migdash can do anything. Of course, it had to have something with avodah. But he says, I would have thought maybe a kohen was engaged in haylochas etzim lemizbeach. He says transporting wood to the mizbeach wouldn't get in the way of that. That's he brings the halacha. Chatzitza doesn't really interfere with that. So he's doing something, but it's not something which he has to remove his bandage for. Let's say he chose to remove his bandage. It is slightly avodah related. It's not crucial, but it is related to the avodah. He wanted to be without a chatzitz. The Gemara figured that perhaps since he is engaging in some form of avodah, it would be mutter as well. And the chiddush is no. It has to be something which is needed for avodah, such as a kohen is doing real avodah who can't have a chatzitz. And then we say, just as you removed it, you can put it back. The Ursa Mech has another pshat. Perhaps we were speaking about a kohen who's doing a chilas kachim, a different type of avodah related activity, not doing the work, but eating the kachim. And the Gemara's havamin would be that it's also important for him to be free of chatzitzes because he has to do kiddush yodayim v'raglayim to eat the karbonis. So when he has to rinse himself, he has to be free of chatzitzes. The Gemara figured perhaps that also would justify doing this isad rabban. That's also ein shuvus b'migdash because it's somewhat related to karbonis, not the avodah, but the achila. Kamash mo, no. Only if it's there and able, the actual avodah and the akrova, do we allow it, otherwise not. It's not an interesting discussion regarding the oyer, the skin, oyer lifnei adursim, and place it. Where we have travel, people are going to walk on it, it's going to be trampled upon. And the Gemara says that it's only mutter for today's a skin. Now what does today's mean? It was shechta today? Or even if it was skin today? Let's say, I have a shayla for you, let's say the animal was shechta yesterday and only skinned it on Yom Tov. So only has the skin only arrived on Yom Tov. Do we say that we allow him to have it trampled upon because he didn't get a chance to do it before Yom Tov? And once again, we're concerned about depriving himself of Simchas Yom Tov if he knows he's not going to take care of his leather, so we should allow it. On the other hand, we could say no. If you shechted today, fine. But if you shechted it yesterday, why would he have to leave it for today? It wasn't he didn't have to do it. He could have done it yesterday for the same money. So there's no heter there. That's interesting. Rashi seems to say that it's totally in the zman of flaying. When it was hufshat yesterday, he had the skin in his hands at Erev Yom Tov. There's no heter to lay it down and have it trampled upon on Yom Tov. Could have done it yesterday. But when it comes to an animal which was flayed today, even shechted yesterday, but skinned today, would be included in the heter. Other Rishonim, the Rashba, for instance, hold no. Chacham did not differentiate between when it was flayed yesterday or today. It's totally in the Zman HaShechita. Shechta yesterday, it's not included in the heter. Shechta today, it's called today's animal. And this animal has the heter v'or lefnei adorsim. It's one more interesting point. The Lashna Gemara. Gemara later says that I will only discuss things which are items of consensus. It says, what do you mean? The three that he mentioned are actually machlekes. Beishamai disagree on all three. No, Beishamai, Bemachim, Beisil, ain't a Mishnah. That's not the Torah. It's not a Mishnah. What does that mean? Why is it different than any other machlekes? Two opinions, two sides of the coin. What do you mean to say Beishamai, Bemachim, Beisil, ain't a Mishnah? It's not something you have to reckon with. So the Chavos Yor explains, you know why? You know what's different than your typical machlekes? We have the Baskel aspect. We know that there was a Baskel that rang out and said, Halachik Beisil. So that tips the scale. And that tells you, it's not just a question of right or wrong. It's not just a question of following this as opposed to that. The Baskel determines that the Halacha follows Beisil absolutely. Which means to say, they set forth a tradition. It's like something by consensus. It's not something which we have to consider as up for discussion. That's what the Gemara means. B'shamay b'makam b'sil ain't a Mishnah. We can sort of ignore the other opinion. We only have one opinion, dictated by the Baskel. We have to follow that, and that's all there is. It's interesting to note that the Gemara actually explains why is it that b'sil was zeicha. You know, b'shamay was sharper. Machadat hitvei. They had higher intellectual abilities than b'sil, sharper minds. So why is it that we follow b'sil to this extent that b'shamay b'makam b'sil ain't a Mishnah? Mar says because they had midos, noichen v'aluvin, soft, easygoing, humble. So midos overrode intellectual prowess. Of course, these people were barely people. These were malachim as far as we're concerned. We can't even relate to their madriga. But just from our perspective, we're meant to learn and apply it to ourselves. The Mar does describe it in this fashion, that Basil were more... Noichen v'aluvin the Beishamis, we see the importance of Midos Toives when it comes to being Zoicha to Torah, and there was Zoicha that L'doyre Doris, the Halacha could be Silo.